WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Sometimes you run across a term that has more than one meaning, such as the case with the term wedge. For forecasters in the southeastern United States, the wedge has a particular meaning. It is the term used to describe cold air damming. Cold air damming, or CAD, occurs when a low-level cold air mass is topographically trapped on the east side of a mountain range. That mountain range is the Appalachians in the southeast. An area of high pressure at the surface will be positioned to the north of the region, typically over Pennsylvania and New York. Thus, the clockwise flow of air around the high means the low-level winds coming into the region will have an easterly component. These easterly winds will push up against the east side of the mountain. Wedge is also informal storm spotter slang for a tornado which looks wider than the distance from the ground to the cloud base. There is actually no scientific meaning to it. Many factors, including the actual tornado circulation size, cloud base height, moisture content of the air, intervening terrain, swirling soil, dust, or other debris, can regulate a tornado's apparent width. Although many famous wedge tornadoes have also been violent, producing F4 and F5 damage on the Fujita scale, a tornado's size does not necessarily indicate anything about its strength. Well, that's one term with two distinctly different meanings. Guess for now, I'm wedged in here with the rest of these weather geeks. If you have a question about a weather term you've heard, just send it to question@weatherbrains.com.